Eric, just immediately walking off the field, take us through your thoughts on this game and just the way you guys competed out there.
It hurts. I'll be the first to tell you it hurts. Losing a close game like that, it sits on your heart heavy. It was a great game, of course, but the outcome didn't go our way.
So over here on the right with Ben.
Eric, how impressed with you with Kellen's poise down the stretch, and what did you see out of him that you maybe didn't see previously?
Kellen played a great game. There were a lot of times when he got in trouble based off of us, and he escaped and made a play down the field, and that's what we need. I think he has a bright future ahead of him.
With Andrew right down here in the front.
Can you just describe the swing of emotions in those final 4 minutes when it looked like you were going in for a win and the replay happens and then you get the ball back? Just on the field, what was it like going through all that?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, ma'am. It was moving so fast that I couldn't even keep up. I was just in the moment.
Kirk right here in the second row.
Yeah, Eric, because y'all played the number two team so close, what does it say about the Aggies and their future this year?
That we're forced to be reckoned with, and we're just laying the foundation. I feel like we're going to have a great program this year.
Who else has questions? Gabe?
What'd you think about just the battle in the trenches? They've got a great reputation as one of the great defensive fronts. How did you think you guys held up against them?
We had an all right game. They're a great defensive front, as you said, but we have to be better in pass protection, the run game. We have to be better in all of it, and I'll take personal responsibility for that.
Over here on the left, Shion.
Eric, can you take us through, obviously you have that touchback in the back of the end, so it looks like you're maybe just inches away from a touchdown. You come back right on the field, and you go march it down the field again and score a touchdown. What happened in that huddle right after that happened, and how did you guys kind of keep your composure through that?
There's just no quit. That's something that we've put emphasis on all through camp, everything through this week is no quit. Just keep playing the next play. No matter what the result is, keep playing the next play.
Here in front with Zach. It's coming.
Eric, how did you see Kellen grow tonight as a player and just as a leader on the team?
He made a lot of smart decisions. And like I said, he got us out of a bind a lot of times when we messed up. And I can just say that he's a great player. I think he'll have a great year.